ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 5 श्लोक 21 22 एंड 23। तं दृष्ट्वा सहोत्थाय देह प्राणमिवागतम् प्रीतः प्रियतमं दोर्भ्यां सस्वजे प्रेम विह्वलः तं हिम वासुदेव। When Nanda Maharaj heard that Vasudev had come, he was overwhelmed with love and affection, being as pleased as if his body had regained its life. Seeing Vasudev suddenly present, he got up and embraced him with both arms. Purport: Nanda Maharaj was older than Vasudev. Therefore, Nanda Maharaj embraced him and Vasudev offered him namaskar. Text 22. Pujitaha sukhamasinaha prastvanamayam artaha prashakta diha swamatya jor idam aha vishampate. Translation: O Maharaj Parikshit, having thus been received and welcomed by Nanda Maharaj with honor, Vasudev sat down very peacefully and inquired about his own two sons because of intense love for them. Text 23. Dishtaya bhrata pravayasha idanim prajasyate prajashaya nivruttasya prajayat samapadyata. Translation: My dear brother Nanda Maharaj, at an advanced age, you had no son at all and were hopeless of having one. Therefore, that you now have a son is a sign of great fortune. Purport: At an advanced age, one generally cannot beget a male child. If by chance one does beget a child at this age, the child is generally female. Thus, Vasudev indirectly asked Nanda Maharaj whether he had actually begotten a male child or a female child. Vasudev knew that Yashoda had given birth to a female child, whom he had stolen and replaced with a male child. This was a great mystery, and Vasudev wanted to determine whether this mystery was already known to Nanda Maharaj. On inquiring, however, he was confident that the mystery of Krishna's birth and his being placed in the care of Yashoda was still hidden. There was no danger, since Kansa had at least could not learn what had already happened. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, this chapter, we see how Srila Prabhupada is explaining in these three verses the need and exchange of love is inherently present in every living entity. Here, however, the loving exchange is being seen between those two most advanced personality with advanced consciousness who have dotted their entire consciousness in loving service to Supreme Lord Shri Krishna as their son. Such wonderfully, Nanda Maharaj, when he heard that Vasudev has come, he suddenly, sahasa, he gets up and he runs towards Vasudev as if deha pranam ivagatam, as if the life has returned to his body. And with both arms he got up, and with both arms he embraced Vasudeva. This situation that Lord has just taken birth, there was a great joy in the heart of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva. At the same time, situation was not very conducive. Kamsa was, with his power, with his hatred towards the Lord, Kamsa was pervading the entire atmosphere of Mathura. And to meet these great pure-hearted devotees itself was dangerous. And Vasudev is meeting Nanda Maharaj in quite confidential place, so that his meeting and his discussion about Krishna and Balram is not revealed to many places and to many people. In the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many wonderful episodes, pastimes of the Lord and his devotees, where how devotees, when they meet each other, how they greet each other, how the joy of their heart is expressed through their body, through their mind, and through their tongues. Here, the word very beautifully explains is a Saswaje. Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev both embraced each other with prema vihvala, that is, they were overwhelmed with love and affection. Whenever two Vaishnavas meet, first thing which again and again is revealed through Shastras is the intense love between both Vaishnavas, because in both of their heart, Supreme Lord Shri Krishna and service to Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is residing. And because Lord is there in both of their heart, whenever these Vaishnavas they meet, they extremely with affection, love, they embrace each other. The entire movement of Krishna consciousness is permeated with two things when Vaishnava meet. One is paying obeisances, and second is loving embraces. Because devotee's life is filled with Krishna and service unto Krishna, whenever they see other Vaishnava, other pure-hearted devotee, who has dedicated his life into the service of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, there is a great respect in that devotee's heart for that devotee. And out of that great respect, he pays obeisances, and then out of great love, he embraces. They embrace each other. We see that when Mahatma Vidur and Uddhava, the great Vaishnava, friend of Lord Krishna and devotee of Lord Krishna, when they meet each other, the beautiful expression is written, is that alingaya gadham pranayena, means they embraced with each other, gadham, with lot of love and feeling, pranayena, with extreme degree of love. Here also it is explained that Vidur, Mahatma Vidur, was elder to Uddhava. Mahatma Vidur was on the age, same age, I mean, he was a brother of Pandu. And Lord Krishna considered Kunti Maharani as his auntie. So, Vidur, Mahatma Vidurji was on the level of uncle of Lord Krishna. And Uddhava was on the same age as Krishna. So when Mahatma Vidur meets Uddhava, Mahatma Vidur with love and feeling embraces Uddhava. And Uddhava, being a younger in his age, he offers pranam to Mahatma Vidur. As here it is written, therefore, Nanda Maharaja was older than Vasudeva. Therefore, Nanda Maharaja embraced him and Vasudeva offered him namaskar. This is etiquette. Here, Vidurji is in great separation. He has left everything and he is in great separation of Lord Krishna, running towards Prabhas. And Uddhava, the constant companion of Lord, who has spent his entire childhood and youth, entire life practically, with Lord Shri Krishna. And now he is in intense separation, because Lord has just wound up his visible pastimes. And his intense memory, Uddhava is feeling the great intense separation from Lord. And both these Vaishnavas, these pure-hearted Vaishnavas, when they meet, Srila Prabhupada explains beautifully, that there is no difference. When a devotee is in great separation from the Lord and he is constantly thinking about the Lord, and the devotee who is with the Lord and spending his time with the Lord, both are at the same level, because both are with Supreme Lord in their service and in their memory. So this is how, when the two Vaishnavas, they meet with great feeling, great love and affection. And once they meet, immediately what follows next? As Nanda Maharaja and Vasudeva meet, we saw in the next sloka, that immediately Vasudeva speaks. He asks about his two dear sons, Balramji and Krishna. So when two great Vaishnavas they meet, because they carry Lord Krishna in their heart, as soon as they meet, what follows next is discussion, chanting, topics about the Supreme Lord Shri Hari. Just like two mothers with their small children, their whole life, their whole existence revolves around their child. So when the two mothers, they are carrying their child in their heart always. So when two mothers meet, what they discuss? They simply discuss about their children, about their wonderful babies. Similarly, devotees, Vaishnavas, carry Lord in their heart. And when they meet each other, they immediately, the discussion come about is the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Another beautiful example about exchanges between the Vaishnavas and between the Lord is how Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, in the episode of kidnapping of Rukmini, how Lord Krishna himself sets example of how to treat a Vaishnava. As in that episode we know that the situation is very intense. Rukmini Devi could have been married to Shishupal at any moment. All the arrangement has been made by her father and her brother to welcome Shishupal. There is hardly any time. And what Rukmini Devi does is, her very confidential one Brahmana, Aptam Dvijam, Aptam, a very confidential Brahmana, she sends to Lord Shri Krishna in Drutam. That is, in great haste, great hurry, this Brahmana has left Kaundinyapur and he has gone to see Shri Krishna. And when he arrives in Dwarka, by his dress, by his appearance, everybody comes to know that yes, he has come from Kaundinyapur, because the dress was representing that particular country or city. And as soon as the gatekeepers, they respectfully carry this Brahmana to Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, how Krishna treats a Vaishnava? Immediately, first thing what Krishna does is that avaryuha, he gets up from his bed, from his sitting place, and with his own hands, he makes that Brahmana sit nij asana upaveshaya. He makes him very lovingly sit on the same place where Lord was sitting. And then he worships him. The Supreme Lord worships that Brahmana exactly the same way when demigods worship Shri Krishna. Same Lord, Satam Gati, it is written, that same Lord who is the goal of all saintly devotees, same Lord, he himself makes him sit on his bed and then he feeds him sumptuously. Lets him take rest. The word is mentioned is the Bhukta Vantam. Bhukta Vantam means he was fed sumptuously and Vishrantam. After feeding him very nicely, Krishna lets him take rest for the some time. And then Krishna is asking him, yes, while massaging his feet, Krishna is with sweet words. How do we treat Vaishnavas? Krishna is showing here that with his own hand, panina, with his own hand, Krishna is massaging that Brahmana's feet. And with a very sweet words, not only sweet words, but very patiently. The word which is used is avyagraha. Vyagra means impatient. Avyagraha means impatiently. Although Krishna is very impatient to hear why this Brahmana has come and what message he has brought from Rukmini Devi, but still, when he is speaking with his sweet words to Brahmana, he showing complete ease and patience. And when he is speaking, immediately the connection, Lord is connecting with this Brahmana through his sweet words about inquiring about his self. He is saying that, O Brahmana, are your all religious practices sanctioned by senior authorities? Are all your needs and your mind is satisfied? Is your king attending to your welfare very nicely? And then Krishna is asking him that if you wish, if it is not secret, since you have come crossing so many countries and oceans, can you please tell me, if you wish, if it is aguhyam, if it is not a secret, then kindly reveal to me why you have come, with what secret, what message you have come here. This is how Lord is speaking so sweetly with the Brahmana, connecting himself, connecting with his own welfare. And then what does the Brahmana says? The Brahmana says that I have brought a guhya sandesh. This guhya sandesh which has been sealed by Mother Rukmini Devi, and it has not been shown to anyone. I want to show this letter to you. And then Brahmana opens that letter in front of Lord, and the beautiful message of Rukmini Devi is read by Brahmana. After that entire message is read, what does Krishna do? Krishna immediately asks for Daruka and his horses, and he's extremely eagerly, he is ready to go to Kaundinyapur. But in that hurry, Krishna doesn't show a disrespect to Brahmana. He says, kindly, you also alight my chariot. So Krishna requests that Brahmana to alight with him on the same chariot. And with that, Brahmana came in a great haste. The Krishna showed all the peace and all the patience while speaking to him. And it is described that when Krishna left Dwarka, it is not written that it was in a haste. It is written that it was his horses were swift. They were fast. It's a turna gay. That word is used. That Krishna's horses were swift. They traveled entire night. And early morning, before sunrise, they reach the area of Kaundinyapur. How Rukmini Devi receives Brahmana, it's also very beautifully explains. Whole night has passed away and its sun is about to rise. Of course, the sun has not risen yet. And Rukmini Devi thinks in her heart that Lord has not come. Why Lord has not come? Brahmana has not come. Probably she feels that Lord has found some mistake within myself, some fault within myself, and that's why Lord has not come. And then in her great anxiety, she thinks, maybe Lord Shiva and Parvati, they have turned against me. And now there is no hope. Lord is not going to come. And then she looks out and she feels that still the night is still there. Sun has not risen. Still there is some hope. Lord may come any moment. And then she closes her eyes. And in intense remembrance of Shri Krishna, she's spending her time in remembering Lord Krishna. And at that very moment, her left side of body, left side of eyes start twitching. And then she feels that yes, something very, very auspicious is going to happen. And at that moment, on the order of Lord Shri Krishna, Brahmana enters the inner chambers of Mother Rukmini. And what she sees? She sees Satamam Prahastra Vadanam. And she sees that on the face of that Brahmana, there is a beautiful smile. And that his face is shining. And then she sees Avyagra Atma Gatim Sati. Sati, that most chaste Rukmini Devi, she sees in the body language this Avagra Atma Gatim. In his body language, there was serene movement. There was Avyagra, as we saw just now, as we saw that Vasudev sat down very peacefully and inquired about his two sons. Krishna, with Avyagra, with very patiently, inquired to Brahmana. And here, that Brahmana, who has just come with the Supreme Lord in his Atmagati, there was no Vyagrata. He was very peaceful and very serene. And Mother Rukmini, she was a princess. She was a daughter of a king. And she was trained in Lakshan Shastra. The body language, there is a science of body language. And Lakshana Abhigna, she was an expert in knowing the body language. And just by looking at the Brahmana, she understood that Lord has come. And then that Brahmana declares that Tam Agatam Samanjanaya. Agatam. We saw here that Agatam Deha Pranam Ivagatam. That when when Nanda Maharaj, they saw that Vasudev has come, as if the life came in his body. So here also, the Brahmana declares that Lord Krishna has come, and he is very going soon. He is going to come and take your hand. And then when Rukmini Devi hears this particular message, in her great joy, she is trying to look around how she can express her love, her gratitude to the service which is offered by this Brahmana. And she is looking around to find something which is very dear to her, which she can offer to this wonderful Brahmana. But somehow she cannot find anything around her. So what does she do? Na pashyanti brahmanaya priyam namama sa. She, not been able to find anything around, she offers herself with a namaskar. With her gratitude, she offers herself to the Brahmana. It is written that when she paid, she offered respect to Brahmana, all the wealth of the three worlds were pouring in that Brahmana's house. Here, the mother of goddess, mother of all the fortune, she is offering everything to that Brahmana. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the purports that Krishna protects his Vaishnava as a Madhav. That beautiful word is that Tathanate Madhava Tavakaha Kvachida. That Krishna as Madhav always protects his Vaishnava. And Srila Prabhupada explains the word Madhav is that in this word Madhav, word Ma comes. Ma means Mother Lakshmi, mother of all opulences. So whenever a devotee who is in touch with Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, Ma, mother, never leaves Supreme Lord. So, mother of all opulences always protects his pure devotees. So here Mother Rukmini Devi, she pays obeisances and she offers everything. This is how she deals with the Brahmana who has just come from the with Lord, with the message of the Lord. There are many more beautiful pastimes. When Vidur, Mahatma Vidur, is received by Maharaj Yudhishthir, the Dharmaraj Maharaj Yudhishthir sets a beautiful example how a Vaishnava should be treated. In the beautiful shloka, when Mahatma Vidur, after visiting all the holy places in India, when he visits Kurukshetra with Hastinapur again, at that time, it's beautiful explanation is there that when the entire, all the residents of Yudhishthir Maharaj's kingdom, Yudhishthir Maharaj, his brothers, Mother Kunti, Subhadra, Uttara, Gandhari, all the residents of kingdom, how they receive Mahatma Vidur. First, it is written as that, as if the life came there in their body. The shloka over there explains this. Pranam tanva ivagatam. We just saw here that deha pranam ivagatam. As if the life came into the body of Nanda Maharaja. So all the residents of Maharaja Yudhishthir's kingdom, without with Mahatma Vidur, as if there was no life. Srila Prabhupada explains that in a body where there is no life, when the life comes, first thing is there is a joy. So when they saw that Mahatma Vidur has come, first thing there was hurrying. Second thing, there was a great delight. Praharshena. They went to see Mahatma Vidur with a great delight. And then there was an intense viraha utkantha. There was a separation and anxiety of so many years separation from Mahatma Vidur. And then everybody, they went to see Mahatma Vidur. How they went? Vidivat. They went in a due form, with a due respect. They went to see Mahatma Vidur. And then all of them paid abhivadanah. They paid obeisances to Mahatma Vidur. And then as per the custom, as per the protocol, they embraced Mahatma Vidur. The word is parishwanga. They embraced Mahatma Vidur. And then what followed? What followed was mumukaha prema bashpaugham. That emanated an intense, affectionate, emotional tears from both the, means Mahatma Vidur and all the Pandavas and their relatives. The intense love and affection arouse. As we saw, that when devotees meet, it creates intense love and affection. It's interesting to note that when Mahatma Vidur left, at the helm of the affairs of the kingdom was Duryodhan. And he created an intense feeling of pain, intense feeling of hurt, at the same time gratitude in Mahatma Vidur's heart, because that same pain was making him go to in search of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. But when at the helm, at the kingdom, when the king is king like Mahatma Vidur, where Mahatma Yudhishthir is there, the whole atmosphere is of love, affection, and intense separation. And then how Mahatma Yudhishthir speaks in the sweet words, he immediately speaks to Vidurji after giving him nice sitting place, nice accommodation, reception, and again the same word, bhuktavantam, feeding him very sumptuously and then Vishrantam, giving enough rest, and Sukhasanam. This word Sukhasanam is when a Vaishnava is coming to your house, this making him comfortably sit is explained as a Sukhasanam, giving them a very comfortable place to sit, and then very gentle and meek, Yudhishthira Maharaj speaks to him in a sweet words, immediately giving him, connecting him with their past since childhood. How Mahatma Vidur, do you remember, like the birds protects its eggs, its eggs under its wings, similarly you protected us from the envy and hatred of Duryodhan and all the Kauravas. And then Vidurji is asked by Yudhishthira Maharaj, where were you living? Where are all the places you visited? And the epitome of the sweet words for all the coming generations of Vaishnavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj speaks these most beautiful words, is that Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthanti Swanta Stena Gadaprata. Devotees of the Lord like yourself are very holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into the places of pilgrimage. So this is a wonderful example how Yudhishthira Maharaj is setting that how a Vaishnava is to be treated. In the episode of Bhishma Pitama, Bhishma Pitama is lying in front of in the battlefield with all the arrows piercing his body. And when in that situation, which is extremely painful, it is not a comfortable situation. In that situation, when Krishna comes with Pandavas, not only Pandavas, but all the great sages, it is mentioned that Brahmarshis, Devarshis and Rajarshis were accompanying Lord and Pandavas to see this great Vaishnava Mahajan was departing. That was a custom, that was a system, that when a great soul is living, he's winding up these manifest pastimes, all these great sages and Vaishnavas, they were going to see this great Vaishnava. And it is said that Lord himself sets the example. Srila Prabhupada writes that although the Lord was aware about his supremacy, still he always follows the custom of behavior. And Lord, when Yudhishthira Maharaj gets down from the chariot, Yudhishthira Maharaj pays obeisances to Bhishma Pitama. Lord is behaving as if he is a younger brother of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And he also bows down in front of this great devotee of his, Bhishma Pitama. And how Bhishma Pitama reciprocates. Srila Prabhupada very beautifully writes, what is the reaction? Pandu Putran Upanisan Prashraya Prema Sangatan Abhyavashta Anuragashraya Andi Bhutena Chakshusha. Prashraya, overtaken with prem, feelingly, Anurag Ashraya, feelingly tears of ecstasy were coming, Chakshusha, in the eyes of Bhishma Pitama and all the Pandavas. And in great love, Srila Prabhupada writes that although Bhishma Pitama was not in a physical condition to welcome Lord and his Vaishnavas and the great sages, still, because he is a Maja Mahajan, Srila Prabhupada writes, he knows the etiquette of Vaishnava behavior. And although he was not in the position to welcome Vaishnavas through his body, but he welcomed them with his heartfelt feelings and with his words. Srila Prabhupada writes that with time, a Mahajan, a pure devotee knows with the time, place and circumstances how to welcome Vaishnavas and Supreme Lord Sri Hari. And immediately after welcoming Bhishma Pitama, immediately he connects himself to Pandavas through his sweet words, through all the suffering of which they went through, what Kunti Maharani went through, and also ultimately the discussion comes to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, his presence, and then he says, may that Lord who is four-handed, whose beautiful decorated lotus face with eyes of red as rising sun is smiling, kindly awaits me at that moment when I am leaving, I am about to quit this body. So immediately the whole discussion of Vaishnavas come to ultimately glorification of Sri Krishna. And in that situation, sometime a question may be asked, when Bhishma Pitamani is so much of pain, he is about to leave his body, how can Lord Sri Krishna inspire Yudhishthira Maharaj to ask question? Is it a proper behavior? And Srila Prabhupada writes that although Bhishma Pitamah was in the deathbed, in so much of pain and in front of all so much learned sages, Lord inspired Bhishma Pitamah to Yudhishthira Maharaj to speak, because first Lord wanted to glorify Bhishma Pitamah. Although he was a worldly man, he was much superior than all the sages around him. And then Lord wanted to glorify his devotee, that by dint of spiritual enlightenment, their devotees of pure Vaishnavas are always in sound mind and body, and in any circumstance, they are in perfect order to speak right way of life. And then Srila Prabhupada writes that wheel carrier who establishes the Bhishma Pitamah speaks in one word, he speaks about Krishna, is that Dhruta Ratha Charane. He was a carrier, Ratha Charan, carrier of the wheel of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that wheel carrier Sri Krishna wanted to establish the glories of his pure devotee. In the end, we'll just share one pastime of Srila Prabhupada. This in the last purport we read that mystery, of the Krishna was transferred from Mathura to Vrindavan. And Vasudev wanted to know whether that mystery was intact or not. And then when he comes to know that yes, that mystery is still intact, so Krishna is safe. So in Krishna consciousness, many times, in the service of the Lord and the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, certain things, certain secrets, certain things have to be kept secret. How the Brahmana from Kaundinyapura, he kept that secret till he reached Lord Shri Krishna. There is one mystery which is solved. It's wonderful pastime in Srila Prabhupada's life. That one Vaishnava, he was 10 to 12 years old when he came to see Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur. This was very early days when Srila Prabhupada was just sitting in that small hut, and Srila Prabhupada met this wonderful boy who was from Mayapur, neighboring village. And Srila Prabhupada looked at him. This devotee had so much of love and affection and desire to see Srila Prabhupada. And when he saw Srila Prabhupada, he couldn't take his eye off Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada saw him, asked his name, from where you are. And when he replied, he saw two young, big brahmacharis coming towards him. And he writes that at my home in my village, I was always made to believe, and I was always scared that don't go to this particular place, because if you go to this place, they will carry you by force, take you to the Western world, and they will marry you to a Western girl. So he was always, there was a fear in his heart. And when he was speaking to Srila Prabhupada, he saw these big devotees coming towards him. And out of childlike innocence and fear, he just ran away from there. And with his bag, he ran, and he saw one pond. And that pond, with his books, he jumped into the pond, and he hid himself in that pond. Of course, nobody was following him. After some time, he ran to his home and went away. Years passed by. This boy joined ashram in his village, and he was serving there. And always he kept in his heart that desire to meet and serve Srila Prabhupada. By his service, he was brought to Vrindavan somewhere, and he was serving there. And then he came to know that Srila Prabhupada has opened a beautiful temple in Vrindavan. And now these were the last days Srila Prabhupada was about to wind up his manifest pastimes. And his health was very, very... he was very sick. And that time, his senior brahmachari was asked to give a water therapy, Ganges, Mother Ganges therapy, to Srila Prabhupada. And this devotee was going to serve Srila Prabhupada as an assistant to that particular brahmachari. And he writes in his that book by Mool Prakriti Mataji, that I always carried, in my introspection of my heart, I always wanted certain understanding about the holy name of the Lord, one thing, and I wanted somehow or other to serve Srila Prabhupada, to meet him in loving servitude. And one day, he was asking his senior brahmachari to serve Srila Prabhupada. And he writes that somehow it so happened that Srila Prabhupada was on the bed. His most beautiful form was on the bed. And somehow some senior devotees, his servants, because of some work, they left the room. Other devotees for some other or some other service, they also left the room. And this particular brahmachari was alone in that room with Srila Prabhupada. And then he writes, Srila Prabhupada opened the most beautiful eyes and indicated with his eyes and with his head to come near to him. And when this boy went, this brahmachari went to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada asked him to come more near till his ears were next to Srila Prabhupada's mouth. And Srila Prabhupada spoke one full Hare Krishna Mahamantra in that boy's ears. And that boy says, he writes, that all my desires, all my need for understanding, all my questions, everything was answered. As if, he writes, that a waterfall of mercy and truth was flowing from Srila Prabhupada's mouth. Siddhanta was pouring in my heart and flooding me with knowledge and satisfaction. And what I could understand, what my capacity to understand the holy name was there, much, much beyond my imagination, much more than that, Srila Prabhupada made me understand the holy name of the Lord. This is how the pure devotees, in any situation, in any circumstances, ultimately they bring Krishna in everyone's life, whoever is present over there or whoever is present not there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhuji, any tippani? Hare Krishna.